Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So deaf.
Today I have my co-host Ash, and we actually have Ryan on with us today. What's up, guys? How's everything going?
Pretty good.
All right. Yeah, we got a straight threesome popping off today. I'm just joking. But anyway, we have a great show planned for you guys. Let's go ahead and get to it. Of course, you know I got my Steve sitting right next to me. I'm feeling great. Y'all know I can't start my show without my drink. Shout out to Steve's energy drink. It's the best energy drink out there. I love it. Ash, I'm still waiting for you to try it. Ryan, you're going to have to try it. They got three different flavors, but you guys, it's pretty good. It's not as bad. So let's go ahead and get into some quick notes real quick. Global 1414 meet and greet starts at the end of the month, October 30th through November 12th. Check global14.com for updates. Tonight, we interview Social Def producer Mike Colombo. He will be stopping by with Sha Jones. It's going to be a great interview. I can't wait to hear what they have upcoming and what they're working on. Also, we have singer-songwriter Jazzy, which Ash will be interviewing her tonight. Today is Pump It or Dump It Thursday with Ash and Ben, so I mean, I can't wait for that and to see what kind of music we got pulled off and from Pump It or Dump It, the Pump It or Dump It group on global14.com. Excuse me. We got some quickies for you guys today. Tupac Estate, let it be known. If you sell that tape, they got something for that ass. So there won't be no sex tape for Tupac. I know a lot of you guys probably were disappointed. I don't see this tape being released. Tupac's mom, Afeni Shakur, is like not going to happen, not going to happen at all. Ryan, what's up, homie? Was you looking forward to seeing that tape?
You know, if I was, I don't think it would have made a difference because as old as it is, I don't think I'd be able to find a VCR. So either way, my parade was rained on.
All right. So Sarah Palin announced that she won't be running for president in 2012, but she did say she will be assisting in replacing President Obama. So basically, she will still be riding somebody's dick. I mean, coattails, after all. I'm over her ass, too, as y'all can see. You know, we should have known after her having a couple of dump-offs in the news, she wasn't going to be running. I'm sure they wasn't going to let that happen. So, and then another thing that popped up in the news, congrats to Tiger Woods. He got his first major endorsement deal in 2 years with who? The shiny, classy Rolex. This is what Rolex had to say. Rolex is convinced that Tiger Woods still has a long career ahead of him and that he has all the qualities required to continue to mark the history of golf. So there you have it, people. I know that he had a little hiccup. Well, maybe some might not call it a hiccup with all them damn women, but Tiger Woods is on his way back. He's still going to, I mean, after this one, I'm sure more endorsement deals are going to keep coming in. So let's just stay tuned for that. Global14.com and Twitter was full of quotes from Steve Jobs last night. Rest in peace to him once again. A man was a genius. My question is, why do we as a society wait to celebrate people like Steve Jobs when they pass away? Who is living that you think we should celebrate and why? Ryan, tell me who you think we should celebrate and why.
You know, like, I mean, Steve Jobs, I mean, let's look at Microsoft. Bill Gates. He's made just as much headway almost as Steve Jobs has, and I feel like we just take everything for granted. We don't realize what we have truly until we lose it. And Steve Jobs, I mean, like I said, he co-founded the first personal computer and he co-founded Apple. It's incredible what he's done. But we never looked at it until he was actually gone. And I mean, it didn't help either. It said he lived a very private life, which he did. You never saw anything unless he was giving a presentation about a new product releasing. But I mean, right. We just don't realize what we have, I don't think, until it's gone.
Right, right. Ash, who would you choose to celebrate right now that's still living and why?
You know what? I'm going to go out on a whim, and people are going to look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm going to say Warren Buffett. That man was he's a genius. He was making money since he was like, what, I think from like 6 years old. You know, he was hustling and doing side jobs, and now he's like a quadrillionaire, and the United States is borrowing money from him. So it's like, come on, that's crazy. He's a real-life Richie Rich around this world. So I would say, you know me, I'm going to say Warren Buffett.
Okay. Well, my choice, and people are like, we should have known, but my choice would definitely be Oprah. Oprah continues to push herself. She has her own network now. A lot of people think it's failing. I don't think it's failing. I think it has a lot of substance to it. She's building schools. She's donating money. I think another part of that is that she's not really coming out and saying where she's throwing her money at. And really it's nobody's business because, in all actuality, you don't have to tell people every time you donate money to charity or every time you got a project or you're building homes. You know, when Katrina popped off, Oprah was there, you know, and I think a lot of people forget those things when they're saying Oprah this, Oprah that. You know, yeah, she's done a lot of giveaways and all the other stuff, but I think Oprah is someone that I think we definitely need to celebrate. Definitely. I mean, she's a role model for a lot of people, a lot of the young girls growing up right now. So I definitely would choose Oprah. All right. So thank you guys for your comments. Let's go on to talk about Entourage. Did you guys know that Turtle from Entourage, HBO show Entourage, worked at Boston Market prior to the show? And they say he was like a little short, chubby guy. You know, he made a lot of people laugh, but I mean, who would have thought that Turtle went from the Boston Market straight to Entourage? And he was 21 at the time. Now he's 31. So, I mean, hey, he made a mark for himself. And he said he's nothing like his character. So it would be interesting to meet him, you know, to see what kind of guy he is in person. He also mentioned an Entourage movie is in the works. Ryan, what do you think about that?
Really, I haven't watched a whole lot of Entourage, but what I've seen, I really like. So, I mean, the movie I definitely go see in theaters, and wow. I also like Boston Market. Their food's amazing, so.
All right. Okay.
He has good things following him.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't had Boston Market in so long. Because I'm vegan. I can't remember the last time that I had it, but. Yeah, I can't wait to see what's going to happen with this movie. So, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I wanted to give our listeners some quick cancer facts from the American Cancer Society. All right, young women can and do get breast cancer even in their 20s. So, for those of you who thought that you had to be an old lady to get breast cancer, that's not true. So, you need to continue to check yourself. Okay, white women are more likely to get breast cancer than women of any other racial or ethnic group. African American women, however, are more likely to die from breast cancer than white women. Men get breast cancer too. Out of every 100 cases of breast cancer, one will occur in a man. So, fellas, I know you guys are probably like, "Oh, we're safe from it," but you're not safe from it. We're going to continue to give more cancer facts and stats throughout this month, but definitely check yourself. learn how to check yourself, do breast exams on yourself, go to AmericanCancerSociety.org, all right? Some of the risk factors. A personal history of breast or ovarian cancer. A family history of breast, ovarian cancer, or prostate cancer. Another risk, starting menopause after age 55. Never having children, having your first child after 35, being overweight after menopause, or gaining weight as an adult. Oh, like reading that last part, because a lot of us, when we hit our, most of us, when we hit our 30s, we realize, okay, you just can't, you know, just walk around and eat what you want and think your metabolism is going to take care of that weight and those extra calories. They don't happen anymore. So definitely take care of your weight. You know, change your diet up. Know what you're eating and know what you're putting in your body. Because as you can see, you know, a lot of factors play when it comes to cancer, and you definitely got to take care of yourself. I personally don't know anyone who hasn't been affected by this disease. Right now I have an aunt who has stage 4 breast cancer. So it runs in my family. So I have to be careful as well. You know, I have to watch what I eat. I have to watch what I do, you know, give myself regular exams and make sure I have my yearly checkup. So definitely, you know, if you know anybody, or I mean, you might be sitting next to someone right now, like lean over and ask them, like, when's the last time you had a breast exam? I mean, some people don't do it. And I think it also has to do a lot with educating some of the poor communities and going back and saying, hey, look, you know, if you haven't been to the doctor, this might be your time to go. So definitely we all got to play a part and make sure we educate each other. All right, if you have a personal story you would like to share, call in. We would love to hear your story, 760-913-4119. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, then we will get back to our news of the day.
I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me, got me. I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me, got me. I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me, got me. I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me. Here we go.
I'm melting like butter on toast. Ain't nothing in this world I want more than you right here tonight. I wanna see the moon in your eyes.
So I
need you to hold me like a rent dollar bill.
Won't ya?
Come take control and give me something to feel.
Oh,
I won't complain, I'll let you do what you please. Cause I'm coming apart at the seams. Oh boy.
You got me 102 degrees. For the way you touching me, I'm past the boiling point.
Hey, what's up, lifers? Welcome back. We are going to go ahead and get straight into the Conrad Murray trial. So today, toxicologist Dan Anderson testified MJ did have propofol in his stomach, but it was only equivalent to a few specks of sugar. So I know when people probably heard that, you know how people report stories and they just leave that part, but make sure you guys understand it wasn't a whole bunch of propofol in his stomach, so... And then also there were no illegal drugs found in his body. They also showed a gang of pill bottles lined up next to MJ's bed. You see that, Ryan? Did you see the picture of all those bottles that was right there, right next to his bed?
Well, at first I saw the picture and I was just like, what the hell? Then I started actually reading the article and it said this was found right next to his bed. It looked like a collection maybe you might see in your parents' cabinet or next to their bed for over several months, but this is like right next to his bed right then. It, shit was crazy.
Right. Yo, what would you do if you went to somebody's house and you saw, like, you went to a girl's house and you saw all, like, that amount of medicine right next to her bed, what would you be thinking?
I wouldn't know what the hell. First of all, I'd ask the girl. You would probably know there's something up with the girl. I mean, nobody has that amount of drugs by their bed and, like, something's normal. Like, I'd be asking what's wrong, first of all.
Right,
but
right.
You know something would have to be up to have that much right there. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then right before the call, we noticed that prosecution is still supposed to play a tape of Conrad's interview with LAPD investigators 2 days after MJ died. They were supposed to play that tape, and really, you know, you guys know how I feel about Conrad. I can't wait to hear this damn tape to see what the hell he said, because I want to know exactly, you know, I'm going to, just like everyone else, you want to know how he sounds. You want to know if he sounds nervous. Like, everybody, like, I have to hear this tape. So I'm looking forward to that. People, call in. Let me know how you feel about the Conrad Murray case. I mean, I know a lot of people have a lot to say about it, and it's crazy. It's really, really crazy, and I think that, you know, if we don't pay attention to this case, along with a lot of other cases, I mean, some of these doctors just do what the hell they want to do. And, you know, this is a good example of how a doctor just abused his license. So call in. Let us know how you feel about the Conrad Murray case, 760-913-4119. All right, so I wanted to kind of get into this because I saw a story today, the death penalty. Are you against it or for it? Let me start off by saying, please call in if you're listening. Let us know how you feel. Are you against or for the death penalty? 760-913-4119. The story that I saw that triggered this was Mario McNeil. If you guys don't know who he is, he's the man who raped and killed little Shania Davis in 2009 and left her little body in a ditch. Well, right now, he could potentially be getting the death penalty. Shania's mother, how this happened, Shania's mother actually owed Mario a $200 drug debt. She was unwilling to have sex with him, but she offered her daughter instead. Do you think that Mario deserves to die? And do you think she deserves to die too? So, Ryan, because I'm going to give my comment last. But, Ryan, so what do you think?
I mean, really, to say, does someone deserve to die? That comes down. I mean, that really is a hard question. But okay. I don't really want to say yes or no. But I will say they're both scum of the earth. Like, number one, he wanted to have sex over, like, he was going to make her have sex for drugs or whatever.
Right.
They're both messed up to start out with because you have a child. I know parents who have done drugs, and, like, you have a child. Grow the hell up. Take on your responsibilities as an adult. But, I mean, I don't know who's more messed up, him or her, because she offered her daughter, but then the more messed up part was he took her daughter and raped her and killed her. That's so messed up.
Yep.
I mean, it's almost like he deserves to suffer and not, I mean, to me, the death penalty is a short way out, but then I do support it.
Right. Yeah, in the article, someone was like, they are looking for another way. Instead of just killing him, he should die a slow death. You know, like, and it's almost, they didn't say torture, but that's what I got from it. So, but Ash, so what do you think?
In the words of Samuel L. Jackson, I hope they die and I hope you burn in hell. I mean, really, I mean, me personally, for real, though, I think it's one of those things where they just need to kill them slowly, bring them back, just like right on the brink of death, bring them back, and then kill them again, and then bring them back, and then kill them again, and then, you know what I'm saying, like that type of torturous death, because that's ridiculous. To do anything to a child, you know, that's, that's it's crazy. So that's my take on it. You know, it's one of those things where it's crazy. I don't see how anyone could do that to a child, period.
Right. Right. I'm with you on that. You know, reading this is kind of hard for me to read. I don't like reading stuff like this because when it comes to kids, I don't understand how you can take an innocent child's innocence from them. I saw the stills of the tape to where he had her and he was carrying her, and the look on her face, she had no clue what was about to go down because she wasn't fighting him, really. Like, he was carrying her. She had no clue what was about to go down. And that's even more what's heartbreaking about looking at this and reading this article again. I'll say this. When it comes to women and kids, if you rape, kill, mutilate women and kids, I really feel like you got to go. I really and truly feel like you got to go. That's just my opinion. Ryan, I hear what you're saying as far as, you know, we really don't have the right to say, okay, someone deserves to die. But when you sit there and you think about a young kid, I have a niece, and this also made me think about my niece. I have a niece who is 3 years old, and she's like the happiest little girl. She's the happiest little girl. She doesn't have a care in the world. And it puts me in a position to where I'm thinking about my niece having to go through something like this. And it just breaks my heart. And I know personally, if something like that happened to her, not only will I be trying to get his ass, or whoever it is that did this thing to my niece, that if this was to happen, I don't think I could let it go. It would take a lot of it would take a lot of praying, and I don't know what, but it would take a lot for me to say, keep him alive. So
I'm not saying he should stay alive, but I think they need to torture. I was with Ash. They need to torture him.
Right.
Let somebody rape him and throw him in a ditch and kill him. See how he likes
right.
it.
Right. Yeah, they used to, I didn't have time, but I know they used to castrate some of these men for doing this stuff. So, yeah, no, I understood where you were coming from. It's just a touchy subject because some people will still say, you know what, even though he did that, I don't think the death penalty is right. So if you're listening, you're just chiming in, please let us know. Are you for the death penalty? Or if you're not, call in and let us know, 760-913-4119. I would like to hear what what's your opinion? So I looked up some more stuff. And on deathpenalty.org, which is a good site, I mean, check it out, because there's a lot of information on there I don't think a lot of people know. But did you guys know there are still states that use hanging as an execution method? Did you know there are states that still use the firing squad? Like, I was tripping off of this. I was like, yo, so Utah no longer offers the firing squad as an option, but there's always a but. They would allow it only for inmates who chose this method prior to its elimination. Crazy. My personal thing is, I don't know, like, I would like to know who in the hell chose this option. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to figure this out. Who in the hell would choose this option to be fired on? And then Oklahoma offers the firing squad only if lethal injection and electrocution are found unconstitutional. So, you guys, I mean, it's just like, it's crazy. I don't know what to say. Like, so many states are still in a stone age. I'm sure if we dug in some of these states' laws, I'm sure we would still find some stuff that really isn't supposed to be there as far as Jim Crow and whatever else. Like, I'm sure that people have just renamed it something, but it's amazing to see, you know, some of these things. And I think Washington State, actually, they still do the hanging thing. So I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. I see some of these things, but you know, in third world countries, if you steal, they cutting off your damn hands and knuckles and shit. So, so the bottom line is, you know what? I know a lot of people are fighting, and we just had this issue with the Troy Davis case, and people that are innocent are being executed. And no, that's not right. If you're innocent, you do not deserve to die. That is definitely not something that we want to support, but it's crazy. So, by the way, those just tuning in, we just finished talking about the death penalty. And if you think it's unconstitutional, call in. Let us know how you feel. Call 760-913-419. So what we have right now is we have Renita. Actually, I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller?
No, we don't.
Okay. So, Renita, I'm going to go ahead and chime in to Renita with the spilt tea of the day. Renita, what's up? What you got for us?
What's going on, everyone? Let's see. Let's start with Hova. Why don't we? Jay-Z will add to and re-release his best-selling book, Decoded, on November 1st. In the paperback edition. This new edition is going to have a brand new cover. It's also going to have new chapters, a new foreword, 7 additional illustrations, and 3 unreleased songs by Jay-Z. Are you a Jay-Z fan crush?
Of course. Of course I am.
Wow. I have to double check with you.
Oh, we got jokes. Okay, keep going. You know I got something for you. All right.
All you Barbara Wawa fans, go ahead and leave her alone. I mean, I think Sherry Shepherd did enough damage, but poor Barbara Walters. She is still, till this day, getting hate and angry mail from viewers in regards to the incident that she had on The View between her and Sherry Shepherd. Just to catch you up briefly, during a segment, Whoopi Goldberg used the word nigger in a report that they were doing during one of their Hot Topics. Barbara Walter also used the word, and apparently Sherry Shepherd was not happy that white Barbara Walters was using the word. And it was okay, though, for black Whoopi Goldberg to use the word. They kept going back and forth. Barbara would not leave it alone. Every time everyone tried to get off topic, Barbara kept coming back to Sherry and even saying that she was in amazement that Sherry felt that way. Leave Barbara alone. When commercial came back, Sherry forgave her. So I said, if Sherry forgives her, let her slide. Martha Stewart's daughter throws her under the bus in her new tell-all. Apparently, Alexis opens up about her childhood, and apparently she tried to say her mother was Mommy Dearest. She said that everything that she did, if it wasn't perfectly done, Martha made her do it again. She said she even had to wrap her own Christmas gifts, and pretty much growing up with Martha Stewart was like having a glue gun pointed to your head. Ooh, I wouldn't want to be her mama. And finally, this one for you, Ash. I got the finally true story of why Kamsha Artest left Basketball Wives of L.A. She came out in an interview and stated that she was not like the other wives, and not all the women on the show were even wives, so she didn't understand that. She said she was not down with the shenanigans, nor the pettiness, and they were not going to bring her stock down. So she decided after a couple of episodes to totally pull everything away, including herself and all her image on the show. She also cleared up that she does not know Shawnee O'Neal or Evelyn, so she has no beef with them. She would like them to stop on that. And hopefully, I don't know. What do you think, Tiva? I think she may get her own show because she was really adamant about being a basketball wife and then the show not really covering basketball wives. What do you think?
Well, to be honest, I don't watch I don't really watch that stuff because it's too much. It's filled with too much drama. And I kind of applaud her for wanting to remove herself from it because it just digs up, you know, too much crap. You know, it digs up too much crap, and then I'm sure a lot of it is scripted. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't really know what to say because I don't really watch it. Like, I don't watch it. I'll watch it every now and then, but I don't really, you know, I don't watch that stuff like that. So, but like I said, I kind of applaud her for pretty much removing herself from the drama.
Definitely, and I feel she has a valid point. All these wives shows, either it's the Real Housewives or Basketball Wives or whatever wives show, it's filled with non-one housewives to non-wives. Jump off girlfriends, they're not wives. Like, change the names in to Basketball Women of L.A. or something like that, but that's just me. And that's all I have for today. This is your girl, Renita. That's my spilt tea for the day. You can catch me here on Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. You can also catch me on Global 14 at Rock and Rolla, which is RockNRolla.
Okay. Well, I'm just glad that Renita didn't drop off any more Destiny Child news. It's kind of over that shit.
Oh, I can drop news, trust.
We don't want to hear shit about Destiny's Child. Only people we want to hear about is Beyonce, Michelle, and Kelly. So don't bring up nothing else about nobody else. They just want to be singing. I don't want to talk about them hoes. So anyway, all right, so let's go ahead and get into the G Report with my boy Ryan Jeezy. What's up, homie? Go ahead and let us know what you got for world and tech news today.
Did you happen to watch the Obama or look into the Obama conference at all today, Crush?
I was meaning to, but it was on my list. I didn't, so what's up?
Well, anyways, he basically talked about his new bill he wants to pass, which will cost a total of $447 billion. And he wants to know why anyone wouldn't support the bill when he thinks it'll be a sure plan to support it, and the Republicans don't want to support it, even though he put a lot of aspects that the Republicans previously supported in the bill.
Okay.
And one thing that they don't agree with is the 5% surtax on the millionaires, people that earn over $1 million, and Obama really likes that, and personally, I really support that.
I agree with you.
The thing I say is we've already spent a ton of money as a country, but you have to spend money to make money. Anytime we've ever came out of a recession or anything, there was money spent to get out of it. And we're not heading up in the only way. I mean, it's almost to the point, what else are we going to lose? It's worth investing in and finding out if it will fix, because I personally think it's almost like we just need a giant restart button for our country.
Right.
And
I agree.
Yeah. Sharif Alman, the guy who shot and killed several people the other day at a safety meeting at the quarry he worked at, he was caught this morning and shot dead. Three deputies were on a routine patrol and saw him in the neighborhood. They saw him duck down behind a car, and he had a gun. So then they opened fire, and he was shot dead. And then this is a topic that kind of astonished me today. Harvard is no longer the number one university in America.
Shut up.
Caltech took over. Yeah, Caltech took over. And Harvard had been at the number one spot for the last 8 years. And California actually has three other schools ranked in the top 20. And Harvard's actually tied with Stanford. And then University of California Berkeley is ranked 10th, and UCLA is ranked 13th.
Wow.
I thought that was very interesting. It was shocking.
Yeah.
That's all I have, though, for today, for the G Report.
Okay, Ryan. All right, thank you, Ryan. Also, thank you for co-hosting today. We had a lot of fun, and I look forward to your news report next tomorrow is Friday. One more day. So I look
thankfully
forward to your
Friday
report tomorrow. And once again, thank you very much. All right. So
yep, thanks.
You're welcome. So let's take a quick commercial break. We will be back with our interviews with Mike Colombo and singer-songwriter Jazzy.
Rocky. Right. What you think? About that time, we just say what's on our minds. Just let it all out right now. We can't get no better. If all there is drama, while we fighting with each other, baby, we won't get no stronger. If we don't care to hold on to what we have in the beginning, it's crazy. An attitude and put it on your face. It's 'cause you're changing, you're not there enough. I feel like I just care too much. But all in all, I don't wanna lose you, baby. After all that we've been through, baby, tell me what I need to do. Get back right with you so we can take over again. 'Cause I don't wanna lose.
All right, welcome back, lifers. Right now on the line with me is the man that I call Magic Fingers himself, Mike Colombo. What's up, homie?
What up, what up? Is this Crush?
Yeah, this is Crush. What's up?
What up with you, girl?
Not much, man. How you been? Like, we know you be busy, but, I mean, you know, tell us what's going on with you.
Everything good. Just had family day today. You know, I was with the fam, so we do family day every Thursday. So,
what?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah,
check
yeah.
this out.
I love
That's
it.
Crazy. I see. But, man, let me tell you something. You are, not only are you a musical genius, but you are everywhere. Yo, you got apps, T-shirts, coffee cups, pencils, window blinds. I'm just joking. But damn, man, like you got all kinds of stuff. Are you getting ready to put on some Mike Colombo shoes too?
Guess what? It's in the works. That's what's crazy. That's crazy. It is. It's in the works. Custom
Yo.
Made. Yeah, it's in the works. I appreciate that though. I appreciate that. Just working.
No. Yeah, you got enough. See, the thing about it is, you know, we're a new radio show and we're learning and when artists come on the show and they have more than enough information that helps us out. But it was just like, you know, we know who you are, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, okay, damn. Mike got all kinds of shit out there.
Nah, I had to show love. I mean, G14, I had to show love. I really appreciate you, you know, just having me on the show. Like, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's all good. So is Sha Jones sitting next to you right now, or?
You know, one thing people don't know about, like, me and Sha, we still haven't met in person. Like, we've never met in person. We've been working for, like, two, 3 years, something like that, but we still haven't met. We're going to meet this year, though. Yeah, so we've done the whole technology thing. We work through technology, but we talk on the phone and Skype and all that stuff, but.
Right. Yeah, and you know what's crazy too is that only people that I know that are my co-hosts that I've met in person is Renita. So Ash, Ryan, and Ben, like, I haven't met them yet. So, you know, this is what Global 14 is all about. Like, we're doing stuff through the phone and we're getting stuff done. So that's good. That's good. So let me just say this.
I made that. I
did
meet Ash at the team party. Ash, I think I did meet him. What
yeah.
with that guy, man? You might get killed.
I'm telling you,
that shit is bad. I'm saying, like,
let
you know,
you don't
really know who he is. Like, you gotta watch out with Ash, though. That dude's a criminal.
I met you at the Global 14 party. Yeah, you was chilling.
Yeah.
You was chilling. We chatted for a little.
Okay, so let me go ahead and get into this real quick. So working with Shawshaw Jones, and shout out to her and Super J for Lose You. It's on iTunes. It's blowing up. Like, that single has had a buzz for a long time, though. So I want to know, like, doing music with someone you haven't even met. You know, most artists have this vibe. So help us understand, like, how that's working, because that track is really dope. But how did you guys come together and make that a great, you know, a great track?
First of all, I appreciate that on the comment. Sha, I'm going to tell you how I first met Sha. I met her through the Classic Cypher. I did the Classic Cypher, Oh So Crazy. This was my first cypher. And she hit me up on YouTube, you know, just to check out her cypher. And she was my favorite cypher I seen on YouTube. So we hooked up. She told me that she, you know, she writes and all that stuff. I heard her stuff. I was hooked. Like, Sha, she's amazing. I mean, there's music you guys haven't heard yet. Like, she's a genius. And from then on, we just, you know, built up a relationship, you know, online. We talked on the phone. We would Skype sometimes. So I got to know her. She's like a sister right now. And when it came to the Lose You, well, I did an instrumental. This instrumental was done, like, three years ago. I dropped Password. Like, it was 3 years ago. That beat was done 3 years ago. And somehow, I sent that beat to Chavez, like, this early on this year. I just told her, you know, what can you do with this? And she returned a song, I think, the next day. She's a quick writer. I mean, she's quick. She returned the song, and I told her, Sha, this is it. This is a hot song. This song is it. And somehow she just put it on YouTube. I'm going to let her explain that part, but I'm just kind of giving you a quick kind of, you know, conclusion. She put it on YouTube, and she didn't expect that, like, people to connect with the song like that. And people just, it just blew up from there, and we decided to make it a single.
Right.
You know, so
great single. I mean, I know that we're waiting for the DJams to pop off. I know JD mentioned something about, you know, getting everybody together. So, but I know it's gonna do well on DJams. So we're pretty excited about that. I can't wait to see what happens once DJams opens as well. So, Ash, I know you're on the line. Technical.
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, oh, okay. So, Ash, I know you have something you might want to ask Mike. What you got for him?
I mean, so are you coming down to the, I know you're coming to Atlanta for the 14 and 14. Are you going to be everywhere else? On the tour?
I'm sorry, repeat that again.
I said, are you coming to Atlanta again for the Atlanta party of the 14 and 4? Or the 14 and 14, I should say.
Actually, I wasn't sure. I mean, I didn't know about a party, but I'm always in Atlanta. I'm always working with JD down there, so I'm sure, I mean, if it's in Atlanta, I'm going to come. I don't fly much, you know, so I might not be on the cruise thing, too. I don't do water, so I don't know. I'm still kind of getting used to that part. But I'll definitely be in Atlanta if it's in Atlanta. I'll be there, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'll get to meet you sometime in the near future. I wanted to know, who are some of your influences and people you would like to work with?
Man, that's a question that I never have an answer to. Like,
I just work with people.
I just work with anybody that I feel like is working hard and, you know, is doing things. So I'm always down because I'm not like a one type of genre type of person. Like, I try to do, you know, pop. I've played with a country band before. You know, I'm everywhere, hip-hop, R&B. So when it comes to people that I want to work with, I just pick whoever I feel like is doing something. If you're doing something and you're interested in working with me too, I'm down. Like, let's do it.
Okay.
As long as they're working. As long as they're not just sitting in houses, you know. So I'm cool with that.
Right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. When it comes to that as well, when you're saying as long as they're working, do you get approached by different people, especially on Twitter and on Global 14, and they say, yo, you know, listen to my music, you know, I'm the hottest thing out there. And then when you get them in the studio, you like, yeah, somebody come get this motherfucker.
Yeah, I will tell you, you know, the thing about it, we don't get to the studio part. That's the thing.
Okay.
Like, you know, it ends, like, by check out my music, and I do check out people's music when, you know, they hit me up. You're always going to get that, being a producer or, you know, if you do what you do, like, when it comes to music, you're always going to get people, you know, telling you to check them out. I don't have a problem with it, but it's just I don't like when people brag about themselves before I even check them out. Like, they'll say, yo, I'm the best rapper in, you know, in Africa, you know, whatever. It's like, check me out. And you check them out and you just, like, all disappointed. Like, yeah, that kind of messes me up. So every time when I check out people, I listen to the first 10 seconds kind of thing. You know, if I don't feel it, I just skip it. But right now we live in the world where everybody's trying to do this thing, and it's hard. It's hard to check everybody out, especially, like, when people hit YouTube. Like, it's packed. You can't check everybody out. That's just the reality part of it, you know.
Right. Well,
that's why I say work hard. That's why I say work hard, because when you work, like, people going to see it.
Right. Right. I was going to ask you, that was going to be my next question. You know, today is Puppet or Dump It Thursday. So I would love for you to come back and be a guest on that part of the show, because I really think people appreciate you doing, you know, pumping and dumping along with us, because a lot of times, you know, people, they submit music, and then when we tell them, hey, look, you know, this ain't it, they get upset with us. But I would really, whenever you have time on Thursdays and you want to do that part of the show, let us know. Please let us know.
No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
So getting into... Yeah, I got you, homie. I got you. So running into that, what kind of advice would you give people who feel like giving up on their hopes and dreams that might hit you up a million times a day or might hit up JD a million times a day and don't get an answer, and they're like, you know what, I'm not doing this no more. You know, let our listeners know, you know, how do you feel about that, especially with you going from – you know, huge YouTube sensation all the way to a social deaf producer?
I mean, first of all, you know, the give up part. You see, I'm the type of, I'm a soldier. Like, you know, I don't like babying people. I don't like, you know, begging people. No, you sure you want to give up? You know, I'm the soldier type of dude. I'll tell you, if you got that quitting mentality, like, quit. I'll tell you to go ahead and quit, because, like, this industry is meant for, like, soldiers. Like, if you got to have that soldier mentality first. And number two, it's like you got to have that work ethic. Like, you can't celebrate when you get your first victory. Like, Lose You is the first song I've had on the radio. You know, I've had radio play before, but this is, like, the first official song. But it's, like, it's a celebration, but it's not time for me to, you know, sit back and enjoy everything else. Like, I'm still working. I'm working triple that. So it's like, you got to have that ethic too. So number one, don't have a quitting mindset. If you feel like giving up, I might encourage you to give up, because I'll encourage you to be a doctor or a golf player or something else.
Right.
You got that soldier mentality, like, look, I'm going to fight this. It's cool. People don't like me. People ain't feeling my music. But you know what? This is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to do. I don't care. I'm going to put it in your face. If you got that type of mentality, you'll do good regardless. Like, don't focus on fame. Focus on success. Because once
right.
you focus on fame, you lose yourself. Like, focus on success. The success
right.
and stuff. So that's my main advice. Be a soldier.
Okay.
And work.
Yo.
I
love
work.
Talking to you. That was supposed to be my last question, but I really like talking to you because, you know, even watching your videos, I'm not one to really watch videos and be all excited, but I love watching your videos. And my last question for you is, how long have you been working on your craft? You know, before you actually hit it big, you know, where people started, you know, like watching your YouTube videos. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think you had pretty much your fans hit up JD, like, yo, look at this dude, before you even hit JD up. So how long did it take
yeah.
for you to, like, master all these instruments?
All right, I'm going to tell you the JD story after this. What
okay.
happened was, you know, I've been doing music for, you asked me how long, I'm going to tell you 15 years. It took 15
okay.
years for me to get where I am. People think, this kind of stuff can happen overnight for some people that are lucky, but sometimes it'll take 15 years for you to get it, to just get
right.
the picture of work. I don't know. It's like if you want, like, what you call, like, fruits, if you want to see movement, if you want to see, like, just what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, if you just want to see what comes with, what happens after you've worked for 15 years, like,
right.
I'd rather go the long way than the short way, because once you've done it for 15 years, it's like there's certain things you just want to allow. Like, I'm one of those, I don't want to be those young, rich guys. Like, you know, I want to learn. I want to go through the hard times so that I could, you know, I could be strong and last. You feel me? So, one thing, I started playing when I was nine years old, and
right.
I started producing when I turned 16, and things started moving when I was, like, probably 24. Like, I'm 26 now. So,
oh, wow.
It took time for me to perfect my craft. Like, I practice till this day. Like, I never think I'm there. Like, my mind won't allow me to think like that, so I'm still practicing till today. Every day I got to play the piano. I got to do something that will train me. Like, I have to just keep going. And when it came to the JD thing, I just got to a point where, you know, in life I was like, okay, Mike, you got all these classmates. You got all these subscribers. You got all these views. It's like, what's next? Because one thing people don't know about me, I've never submitted a demo. I've never contacted labels. I've never hit up managers. You know, I've been approached by labels and managers, but I never responded back because I always thought they were probably fakes. So what I
right.
did was I told myself, all right, I got to make a move this year. Like, I have to do something different. And what I did is I got on YouTube. You know, I used what I had, you know. I got on YouTube, and I made
yeah.
an announcement. I said, all right, y'all. There's one person I want to work with right now. And, you know, I realized that person, like, lived 2 hours away from me. So, and JD
right.
was the person. So I announced it. I said, I need y'all to go hit up his YouTube and Twitter. Flood it. I told him to flood it. I didn't know they're going to flood it like that. You know, so
right.
once I did that, yo, they killed Jermaine's page, like YouTube and Twitter, to the point where I had to tell people, I announced it on Twitter, y'all stop flooding. JD already hit me back. JD hit me like eight hours later. So,
right.
and I was in Atlanta the next week. So everything kind of happened quick. And I just realized, man, sometimes you just got to take that shot. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. In the end, we only regret the chances we didn't take and the decisions we waited too long to make. So I did it.
Yo, that is like the perfect story. And I think a lot of people that are probably in getting ready for Pump It or Dump It today, I hope they're listening, because this is exactly what they need to hear. we say when you post a song and Pump It or Dump It, you have to get people to comment on your music. And the more people you get to comment on your music, the more JD will be like, okay, let me check this person out. But if you got a couple comments and everybody's just like, oh, yeah, it's all right, that's not going to help you.
Yeah.
And then it's not even about that. You still have to get people. You got to put yourself out there and market yourself and get people to come back, you know. So I really appreciate you joining us and telling us your story. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, so tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. My number now, but probably those places. That's Twitter, Facebook, YouTube raised me, so that's my home right there, you know. But hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeColombo, and I check my Twitter more than my YouTube because my YouTube is always kind of like flooded. So Twitter
okay.
is the best spot. To reach
and what
me.
Is your what is your handle on Global 14?
My name.
Yes.
M. Colombo. It's like Mike, just the M, and then Colombo. KALOMBO. Global14.com/member, I think. /member/MikeColombo. Yeah. I mean,
okay.
/MColombo. Keep missing that though.
You on Global 14, that's all that matters. So, all right, Mike, thank you so much for dropping by Real Talk. Like I said, I'll be hitting you up soon so we can get you on this Pump It or Dump It thing. So tell your wife and your family we said hello. Wish you much success.
Good night.
And,
Mark,
yeah,
you're here with me. Hey.
Oh, what's up, Mikey? thank you so much for dropping by, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. You take care.
All right, you too. All right, so, lifers, if you just missed that great interview with Mike Colombo, it'll be up later on today, but, you know, like I said, like, we're going to continue to get these great interviews. He said a lot of great things, so I encourage everyone to go back and listen to it after the show. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back with singer-songwriter Jazzy.
Trying to fight a cold because California is trying to play with my life, but I'm good.
Oh wow, all you need to do is take a little bit of that Tussin. That's how my grandma used to tell me, just take some of that Tussin,
and I'll be good.
Right. You'll be good.
It'll knock you right out, right? That's funny. I'm trying to fight it.
Yeah, that's all you can do. Take it day by day and drink plenty of orange juice. So,
got it.
So Jazzy, tell us who Jazzy is and where did you get the name Jazzy from?
Well, the name Jazzy comes from my name. My government is Jasmine, so it's just, you know, a shortened version of my name. And I am R&B singer, coming from Los Angeles, California. Singer-songwriter, been doing this for, gosh, well, seriously, I've been doing it since 2003. And so I'm just, you know, an artist, a creator, the same that everybody else is, you know, in regards to all these wonderful, talented artists that we have. But, you know, I have my differences here and there.
Okay. So I'm going to segue into that, what you just said. So what sets you apart from all the other singers in songwriting?
What I will say, because it's a lot of us these days, it's a lot of singer-songwriters, but what I will say is I am the artist that tries to be as vulnerable as possible. What I'm learning now, working on my new project, I'm learning that me being vulnerable is really, really appealing. For some reason, people want to be able to know that, you know, you're not the standard or the level of what you're on isn't surpassing what they are, you know, what they're dealing with on the day-to-day. So that, you know, familiarity and whatever you're talking about or whatever you're singing about, I see that that works for a lot of artists. That's why we love artists like Mary J. Blige or, you know, even to date, you know, like, we still love Mary, but, you know, like, now our, you know, our modern day, so we've said, is Keisha Cole. But that's why people, you know, they love them so much, because it's so much vulnerability and there's, like, you know, familiar aspects in there. And I think that I have that same exact thing whenever I write songs or, you know, I release projects. People are like, wait, did you know I was going through that? And I had no clue. It probably was something I was going through or somebody that I know was going through, something of the sort. But I think that that aspect makes it, you know, a little bit more real and a little bit sets me apart.
Oh, okay. And you're so true about that, because you tend to relate to certain songs that people sing, and you're like, dang, that song was meant for me. Wish she was following me or something. And I,
exactly,
you know, and I
you feel like that.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's what I think the R&B business needs again, because there's like a lot of songs that's like lacking that. You don't have that feeling anymore. It's like, I want to feel a good vibe,
I
want to
feel,
you know,
it. Exactly.
Exactly. It's like now they just leave you empty. It's like they give you a good beat and you just steady there bobbing your head to a beat and the lyrics, you're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you dancing. You can dance good. But, you know, like, I just know why I love R&B music is just because of how it made me feel and the, you know, like, what I grew up on. Like, I love Anita Baker, but, you know, and she, you could feel everything, like, whatever it was that she felt about, she's singing about, her husband is, you know, her angel, that's what it is. Like, you felt that, and I think that is very true. We're missing it 100%.
Okay. So, I was reading your bio and everything, and I understand you recently released a collection of songs from your favorite female legend titled Letters to a King. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and give us a little sample of who are some of those artists that you, your favorite female artists?
Well, I did a lot of older artists. I did Anita Baker, Sade, Roberta Flack, Donna Summers. Who else? Roberta Flack, Donna Summers, Sade, Anita Baker. It was a few. I can't even remember everybody at this point. But what I did was I just kind of wanted to release something else. Like, I knew I wanted to work on an album before the year was out, but I didn't want to go a whole year without putting out something. So I had a collection of, you know, songs. I'm young, but I'm old. Like, I listen to a lot of older music just because of what we said before in regards to the feeling. And Letters to a King, to me, was my, you know, me paying homage to the women that I think kind of inspired, or not even kind of, the women that inspired me and how I write, my writing style and my singing style, and have my love for music. So with doing that, I just felt like this would be a great, you know, tribute to are legends, like are my, you know, like women that I feel are legends for my time frame. So I released that, and I was really, really excited about it, and the feedback that I got from it was not what I expected. It was really good feedback, but I wasn't sure what people were going to say. Because, you know, like you said, we're really big in the beat, and, like, you know, people want to hear something they can dance to. Like, people don't typically want to hear music that they can ride to or that just feels good. So I wasn't sure how it was going to be received, but it was received really, really well.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, I'm looking for it. I was like, I need to find this because Anita Baker, like, oh, man, Anita Baker was,
yeah.
Ooh, that's the girl right there.
And
it's like,
Sweet Love,
you know, oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to have to, I got to find that. Cause,
you got to go,
you know,
go on
Baker,
my website on, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, tell everybody your
website.
No, I was going to
say, it's on there. It's IamJazzy.com. And it's the project is there, Letters to the King is there, Beauty and the Beat, and Oh Jazzy, which is my first project. And, you know, I think that, you know, our generation will appreciate it. Like, my mother loves it. I was like, I needed to send it to her because I was just like, these are songs that, you know, I listened to, you played. I heard them growing up, so I wanted, you know, to kind of just do a little tribute, do a little thing.
Yeah, because that music back in, that was that get up early Saturday morning and start cleaning the house music that you listen to, and you just, that was the only music that I could listen to that would get me to clean the house, and my mom made sure she put on something good.
Exactly, right?
Other than that, I wasn't cleaning the
dusting. Mm-mm. I was trying to get out the bed.
So tell us, about your writing team, and I really dig this name that you have, this writing team, and it's called the Right Kicks. I like that twist on that. I like that.
Thank you.
So
thank
can you.
You
tell us about that? And, like, who really sparked that your writing team's career?
It is me and one other young lady. Her name is Bobby Sheree, and she actually writes and vocal produces, like, everything that I do. We work together. We're 100%, you know, involved. But that kind of came about, I'll say it was, like, 2004, maybe, like, mid-2004. And I had a situation that was presented to me, and I needed somebody to come in that could write, because I used to not think I was a songwriter. I was like, no, I sing. Like, I don't write songs. I don't want to do that. I just want to be the artist. And so I had had her come in and help, you know, with writing and just vocal producing me and stuff. And we ended up writing songs together. And so it was just kind of like, oh, this works. Like, let's, you know, try it. So we just started doing sessions, you know, running around doing the whole L.A. thing with a lot of people out here. It's more now, but then it was, you know, it was still a lot of people here. So we did that. And long story short, we ended up, a friend of mine, I released a project, which was Oh Jazzy, and a friend of mine was a dancer. He danced for Chris Brown when Run It came out. He was, like, on that whole tour, and so I guess he had played the music for Chris in one of their rehearsals. So Chris was just kind of like, who is the girl? Like, who's this? So when they came to L.A., we ended up going to Anaheim to meet Chris, and who happened to be on the bus when we met Chris. It was him, it was his manager, Tina Davis, and then it was LaRonda Sutton, which is, she was executive music director over at Fox King Music, which is Jamie Foxx's music publishing company. So she happened to be on the bus. Everybody was just kind of like, who's, like, you know, they were really interested in, like, what the setup was, like, who's singing, who's writing, who's what. So, you know, she was, being that she was a publisher, she was interested more so on the writing side. And I wasn't 100% sure of what a publishing deal entailed. Like, I don't know what happens. Like, I write songs, I get paid. Like, how does this work? I wasn't sure. So they pretty much, you know, kind of broke it down to me. I learned more as it happened. We ended up doing a deal with Jamie via the Chris Brown situation in 2007, and went over there and, you know, just did some stuff. And being that we were new writers, it was just like, I want to say that was, like, the best thing as far as, like, a relationship builder for us. We met a lot of people, went down to Atlanta, worked, went to Philly and worked, just created a bunch of relationships. And now, you know, from that, we've just been able to kind of build on those and step into other things and just do different stuff with different artists and stuff now. So that's how it started. And now 2011, damn, that just sounds so far away. Here we are. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. So you was up in Chris Brown, chilling with him. Man, that's amazing.
It was very random. It was extremely random.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with random. Sometimes being in the right place, right time is always a good thing. So
exactly.
I got a question. So as a songwriter, as an artist, how do you feel about selling music online, and how do you feel about illegal music downloads?
Selling music online, I think, is probably one of the best things for artists, especially independent artists like myself. Packaging costs a lot. So, you know, if you can't package a product, you can do a virtual packaging. You can virtually create the cover. You can, you know, do your booklet, do a PDF file, and Photoshop is, you know, like people are so internet savvy nowadays. I think that it's really, it's very helpful for artists that don't have the means and that are trying to create the means, you know. So I think that that's a great thing. As far as illegal downloading, I definitely don't agree with it. I understand the recession, but I think that, you know, this is, people are providing a service, like, so, which is entertaining you as far as music is concerned. So I think that after all the work, and I know that it takes a lot of work to create stuff as far as projects and songs and things, you know, you would think that people would appreciate it and respect it enough to purchase it. But, you know, that's wishful thinking, because it's actually not the case. But I don't agree with it at all.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, I know I was
reading...
What
about you? You agree with it?
I mean, I don't really care for the whole download thing. Me, personally, I don't even really deal with the whole iPod and, you know, the... What's the stuff where you download the music off of? Go to the store, buy the CD. I like to feel it. I want to read the cover, the inside, the outside. I want to read the thank you. Maybe one day my name will be in one of them. So I'm
I feel that.
I mean, so I don't really care for that whole illegal download. I think it's kind of, you know, it's kind of crazy. I really wish there was a way they could, you know, fix that whole thing, especially with these old album leaking and all that. Because, I mean, artists put in a lot of work for something to just be put out there and people just download it for free. Like, that's crazy to me. So,
I agree.
So,
I totally agree.
Can you tell, can you tell us about any future plans or upcoming events or releases, tour dates, or anything that you have?
I am supposed to be in New York October 18th doing a show. We're actually waiting to confirm it, but it should be confirmed by the end of this week. So I'm doing a show with I did this event in New York called Exclusive Rights, where they have, like, the artists go into the studio, and then they come in and they pretty much just, like, film the whole process and just, you know, watch it and release it for people to see. So it was really cool. And so I guess the company that I did that with, they're putting all the artists that they worked with on a show. And so that is supposed to be October 18th in New York at Southpaw, I believe. I don't know exactly the place. I don't know what it's called because I'm not 100% that familiar with New York. But it's going to be a bunch of artists. It's me, STS, the Kid Daytona, who else? The Upperclassmen. A few different artists are going to be on it. I'm actually the only R&B act on it, which tends to happen to me a lot. I'm not mad at it, though, because it definitely bridges the gap. So that'll be October 18th. And then I'm right now currently working on an album. So after this, I really don't want to do any more shows until after the top of the year, because I want to come back, like, killing with this new material, because I'm really excited about it. So I just kind of want to wait and, you know, do a visual or two and release that and then just flood the city. Flood. I mean, I do a lot of shows in L.A. and New York. I'm hopefully trying to make my way down to Atlanta this year and do some stuff there and just a couple other major cities, but not till after January 2012.
Oh, okay. So you're just going to be busy traveling, doing all kinds of stuff.
I mean, you know, I'm trying. I'm just trying to do that.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you're not trying. It's going to happen. That's how you have to speak it into existence, and that's what it's going to be. Then you're going to be like, oh, man, I wish I didn't have all this time. I wish I could do relax for a little bit. Nah, you'll be all right. So, Jazzy, so when you have your free time and you're just relaxing and chilling, you know, what do you listen to, or who do you listen to?
Oh, gosh. That changes by the day. Like, I don't function without my music. Like, everybody that knows me knows I can't even begin to start getting dressed without listening to my music. So it just varies on how I feel when I wake up. One day I can listen to Florence and the Machine. The next day I can listen to J. Cole, which I've actually been listening to him a lot because I was kind of sleeping on him prior to, like, I got Friday Night Lights, but I didn't really listen to it. And then, you know, he released the album, and I was like, you know, I wanted to hear what all the hype was because, you know, Twitter people give you a very honest opinion about how they feel about everything. So listen to that. I actually really enjoy it, but it just varies. I was on Watch the Throne for, like, every day since it dropped until probably, like, last week. So it varies, but I listen to a lot of different things, Lil Dragon, Coldplay, who else? Burden to Be. I listen to it varies. It's so much music, though. That's the best thing. And then now I guess it's, what is it, Spotify? I don't know how to pronounce it. But that lets you listen to, like, all the throwback stuff because it has everything on their servers. So I've been listening to, like, Missy, Super Duper Fly, like, the first album, like, all kinds of crazy stuff. So it just varies.
Okay, okay. So, unfortunately, man, time flies when you're having fun. But
it does.
We're out of time. So I want to thank you for stopping by. So can you just tell everybody where to find you, find your music, how to get in contact, you know, your Twitter, Global 14, everything. Just tell everybody so you can have all these extra fans now.
Got it. I want all the fans I can get. My Twitter, everything is pretty much Ojazzy. My Twitter is twitter.com/@Ojazzy, so it's O-H-J-A-Z-Z-Y. My Global 14, I don't exactly know how it's like if it's global14.com/members/Ojazzy, but that's Ojazzy as well. My website is iamjazzy.com. That actually has everything on it where you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, my YouTube page and everything. So iamjazzy.com is probably the easiest way to go, and then just everything else is on there. So, yeah, come check me out. Definitely stay tuned for everything that's coming before the year is out and everything that's coming at the top of the year.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jazzy, for stopping by. Don't be, you know, don't
thank
be afraid.
Thank you guys for having
by.
Me.
You know, come
no,
by again.
No, I would love
some-
to come back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure me
yes,
and Crush, we can work something out and get you back anytime.
Yeah, I would totally love to come back. And go get Letters to a King. Go listen to it. If you're talking about early morning music that your mother used to make you listen to, you'll love it.
Yeah, I'm actually, like, as we're speaking, I'm, like, getting it now on my computer.
There you go.
Really
that's
now,
about.
That's a little bit good. Doing it right now.
All right,
so
cool.
Thank you guys for having me. All right, thank you. All righty,
bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, now we're about to get into the Pump It or Dump It segment. I hope you guys are ready. We're about to do it all, and we're about to kick it off like this.
Yeah. Loyalty music. Roscoe, Globo. Yeah.
You are tuned into Action Bin. We back again to bump it, over dump it. Hope your fucking track us in. Listen in, Chief Talk Radio, maybe your flow. It's also deaf. I don't know, real CEO JD, but we won't lose to no more left. You go team, it's a global thing, and it's also stream. Come join our team. It's real talk, we can talk about sex. Who's next on the scene? Come speak your thoughts. No 4 minutes, then just sit and write it, type it while you listen. Come and kick it while we spit it, and get all up in your business. Yeah, Roscoe, Globo, 14.
All right, we are back. Welcome, listeners, and welcome to all the people in the chat room. You're listening to Global 14 Radio. I am your host for the night, Ash, and this is the Pump It or Dump It segment. Yeah, I want to take the time to introduce my co-host for the night, Ben. Yo,
what
Ben,
up?
What's good, homie?
What's good, brother? I'm happy to be here, man. I'm ready to get into this Pump It or Dump It. You already know.
That's what's up. So, Ben, you can tell them. Tell these people what Pump It or Dump It is about, man.
Yeah, all right, so Pump It or Dump It is where we take the music from the Pump It or Dump It group. You know, we vote on it, we critique it. We give our listeners our point of view on their music, you know. We got a few rules. First off, we're not going to rate your whole mixtape, your whole entire album. We're going to give you a 2-song max. If you posting and you want comments, you got to do the same in return. You just got to show that participation. Our group's not for the weak. It's not for the sensitive. There's plenty of other groups. You know, if you want to post your music there, that's fine. Nobody's probably going to listen to it. But also, you got to show that respect, too. Like, we don't want you posting your music in other people's posts. So, there it is.
That's what's up. Thanks, man. So,
okay.
Right now, I did have, like, you know, my other team members, but I guess they all kind of busy, whatever. So, Crush, I know you just did a wonderful interview with Mike Colombo, you know, and that was pretty tight. You did that whole real talk thing. I like that. So,
thank you.
What else is what's good with you?
I'm good. You know, the Mike Colombo interview, I want a lot of people that are listening in to Pump It or Dump It to go back and listen to it. He said a lot of great things and a lot of good things that everyone needs to listen to when it comes to, you know, promoting your music and getting people to listen to it. You can't be sensitive in this industry. That's just what it is. So when we get to pumping and dumping in your music, you need to take it with a grain of salt and keep it pushing. I mean, you got to keep trying to, you know, make things better for yourself. You know, practice, practice, practice. So, yeah, that was a great interview. Really, really good interview. And we hope to have him on Pump It or Dump It to do some of the Pump It or Dump It and pump some of these songs or dump some of these songs. I can't wait till that happens.
Yeah, we're gonna have some people on here. You know, we're gonna get into some of these people's grills. So first, I want to give a shout out to JD for making this happen. And also, Crush, you that shit. So once again, everybody, don't forget, tune in. Real Talk is now Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call in, you know, 760-913-4119. So, I mean, and you know, you can always catch us on Global if you need to hit us all up. So, once again, welcome, listeners. We're at the Pump It or Dump It segment of our day. So, I'm going to just ask y'all a real quick question. What do y'all think about this hip-hop beef? Like, what do you think? I mean, do you think anybody truly wins, you know, in this whole situation, you know? Ben, what you think?
It varies, man. You know, is it good? Is it bad for business? You know, in the Jay-Z and Nas case, I think it's good. But then you got those, you know, you got the Pac and Biggie cases where obviously it's bad for business. And I think with the Rick Ross and Jeezy thing that's going on, I think those are like two entities that they carry like the negative street image. So I just hope it don't go no further, man, you know, because Rick right now, he's shining. So I know he don't want, you know, that type of energy to ruin his career. And it'll be sad to see. But like I said, the Jay-Z and Nas thing is good for business. But in some, you know, true beef, the word beef is used loosely. Hip-hop beef, I don't know. You know what I mean? So I hope it don't go no further than what it is right now. But it is what it is, man.
Right. So Crush, what you think about it?
Well, real beef, like, we're talking about the Curtis Blow. See, when I think about real beef, I'm talking about Curtis Blow. And,
yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Kumo D days, LL Cool J, Kumo D, like, that's beef. All of this stuff right now is just like, it's just kind of like everybody's just talking shit. It ain't really, you know, real rap beef. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like JP said, like, you know, it's a sport. But it's not like it used to be. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't really, and that's another thing, like, I don't really get into this beef stuff because, in all actuality, music ain't, it isn't what it used to be. So, when you're talking about, okay, Lil Wayne said this about Jay-Z and all this other stuff, like, nobody's really, people are selling music, but, like, who's really on top? You know, and I'm sure we can have a whole conversation about that, but, yeah,
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all publicity stunt now. It's not even, like you said, it's not real beef. Everything is everybody do it right before their album, and that's the whole stupid part of it. It's like, come on, at least give us 4 months in advance of some beef, but not like 2 weeks before your album come out so everybody can look for that song that you did. That's like stupid to me. So, but, you know, that's the world we live in. You know, rap is crazy anyway. So right now, we're just going to jump into it. We're just going to get into it. So Ben, what's
Yo.
Explain the rules of this Pump It or Dump It. We're just going to get into it right now.
Cool. All right, so the rules are the best out of five wins, best out of five votes wins. The winners' songs will be played until people vote them out. So, you know, we're going to need the listeners – and the chat room, we're going to need the chat room blowing up. But the listeners, y'all got to call in. The number is 760-913-4119. 760-913-4119.
That's what's up. So I'm going to get into this first song. It's by this person named Bash, and it's called Don't Think. So we're going to listen to it. Y'all pump it or dump it, chat room, everybody listening, call in. You know, let's see what y'all think.
Came in, it was straight. I didn't really hear no like lyricism there. I'm a big fan on lyricism, man. By now, y'all should know that. You know, you gotta hit me, you gotta touch me in the heart, man. With it, so I'm gonna have to dump it, bro. All
right, that's one dump. Crush, what you think?
I don't think about nothing. I don't like it. I don't care. don't like it at all. Like, you can't even get me to turn that shit on and walk around the corner. I don't want to hear none of it. I don't like it. Sorry.
Wow. That's funny. So the chat room says, Tasha says no. So that's another dump. So, hell, they don't need my vote. That's three. Three dumps. So, Mr. Bass, you need to work on that some more. Oh, well.
Yeah, don't quit, though.
Come
back with it.
Yeah, come back with it, but back to the drawing board. This next one is by Haseen. It's called The Microphone. So let's get into this one.
On the microphone, you know that I'm one of the best yet.
Say that shit straight from the heart.
On the microphone, you know that I'm one of the best.
Yeah. I broke the mold in this, solid gold soul in this. No limit to the coldness, I expose in it. Your holiness, feeling all the loneliness. In a culture with a current state of soullessness. A boatload of assholes spitting same old shit. Even though most don't seem to notice this, I roll with the Holy Ghost and expose this shit.
All right, all right, all right. So, Crush, what you think about Mr. Haseen, the microphone?
Well, it wasn't bad. Like, I'll just say, I'm not going to pump it. Let me tell you, I'm not going to pump it, but it had like, a good vibe to it, so it might just be him as an artist. So I would say keep doing what you're doing and come back with something else. But I don't know what it is, but it's something that, it said, okay, you know what? There's something about his voice, but as far as the track, nah.
Okay. So, Ben, what about you, Ben?
I'm going to pump that, man. As soon as I heard Guru's vocals on there, I got to definitely pump in. The mix sound dope. It has that old hip-hop feel. I've seen Haseen's activity on Global 14 and, you know, in the Pump It to Dump It group, and, you know, he's not over posting. He's being respectful, and the music, the material is actually tough. So shout out to him, man. Keep doing what you're doing. All
right. My opinion, I actually like this is one of the ones I actually did because it did have like that old hip hop like an old Primo type beat.
That's
and I was
probably
just
what
vibing
it was. It's probably what it was. Yeah. But I still can't pump it. I'm still not going to pump it. I see the potential. Like, yeah, you know what? You know, hey, I'm going to say it like this. Like, Mike got me pumped because what he was saying was real. Like, his energy was great. You know, I could feel something, but that track just wasn't it for me. So, yeah. But come back, homie. I want to hear what else you have.
All right. I mean, you know, hey, I like that vibe of it. I'm cool on those type of vibes. So let me see. I'm trying to look and see what the chat room is saying.
Natasha feeling it.
Natasha
said she's feeling it. Yeah, she pumped.
Oh, okay. So that's three. That's three to one. So. There you go, Haseen. You on to the next round. You live to tell another day. So I suggest you get your people to call in and start to vote for you. Oh, we got to call Latasha. What you think, Tasha? Or did she...
I actually like that one. The beat was nice.
You like that one?
We had a little flow. Yeah, I actually like that one.
All right. That's what's up. Hold on, Tasha. All right, so now, you know, there you go. There you have it. So we got one more, and this is Miranda Brooke. This is called Hater. So here you go, Miranda.
Yeah.
that was Miranda Brooks, Hater. All right, that's okay. Me, I'm going to go first this time. Me, I'm digging that one. At first, I was kind of leery. I was like, eh. But when I hear it, like, I can feel this song in a club just like being a banger. I can feel this one being a banger. So pump it. Ben, what you got? What you think, Ben?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to pump that. I've seen that. She actually posted yesterday on Global 14 that it aired on 106 and Park. So shout out to her for making big moves. I think she's talented. I got to pump the lyrics, the track, everything about it, man. I think it's a dope. It's a go. Pump it.
All right, that's what's up. Let's see if Tasha's still on the line. Tasha, you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
What you think? What you think? Pump it or dump it?
Pump it. I totally like that one.
All right. There you go. So, Miss Miranda, looks like you'll be coming back again. So sum everything up. We got Miss Miranda Miranda Brooks coming back again. We're going to play a song, so hope all the fans and everybody call in. Hateem, we're going to be in it again. I just hope y'all get all y'all people calling in. You know, you got to get that fan base, you know, pumped up. And Mr. Bash, sorry, you know, you didn't make the cut, homie. But keep going, you know, keep your hustle up, you know, keep grinding, and you know, you never know, you might be back on. So that right there, that's going to end our segment of Pump It or Dump It. So make sure you guys tune in every Thursday around 9 p.m. We're going to do this again. So I want y'all to come back, join me. You know, me and my friend Ben and the rest of the team. So I want to thank all y'all.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's up. Thanks for coming out. Also, Real Talk Radio. Real Talk Radio is now Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. So tune in. You're going to miss some good stuff. You know, my man Ryan Jeezy, he's out there. Don't worry about it. You got to get that spilt tea. You got to get all that good info, and just, you know, call in and, you know, just come and chat with us, 4119, I'm sorry, 760-913-4119, so tune in.
Thanks again, Ash and Ben and Tasha, mm-hmm. for joining us tonight. I appreciate it. It's another successful show, Pump It or Dump It. Can't wait till next Thursday to see what you guys have planned and who we're going to pull up out of the group. So, once again, I just want to make sure that everybody knows we are on Monday through Friday. Tomorrow, we start the weekend off right with our new segment, Ask Juices. Then we have Sex Talk with Chocolate Tiger at 6 p.m., 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank JD for once again giving us this platform to do what we do in order, you know, we're creating. He's allowing us to create. So, once again, shout out to JD. I want to thank our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't be here. You know, we thrive off of the energy that you guys give us, so we appreciate you. You can find us on global14.com and Twitter, global14, and G14 Radio. That is at global14 at G14 Radio. All right, thanks for tuning in to Global 14 Radio, LTL for Life. Good night.
Global 14, got life is living the light. Last night was ready to fight. If artists raising the mic for the final. You can come and kick it with me. As Ben and JD and conversate that damn anything. Or you can hope you want your best. Something let life step through the test of death. So you be ready to demonstrate some skills. So we can pump it or dump it. So don't get mad, just be humble. Until next time, welcome to the party. Y'all know what this is. Yeah, life is living the life. Last night is ready to fight. And art is raising the mic for the title. Hey.
up your best. Something let life attempt you to pass a test, so you'll be ready to demonstrate your skills. So we can pump it up, so don't get mad, just be humble. Learn to